I want to introduce you to some new friends of mine and new friends of ours. This is Eric and Candace Loss. Eric is the one with the beard, and this is Candace, and they've got a whole mess of kids, and so they fit in really well here. Six kids, been married for
15 years.
Been doing some house church with us, with the McGathys and the Paulsers and other people, Tony, and I just want you to tell us, why do you love Jesus so much? That's all I want you to tell us. Which one wants to go first?
You can.
Why do you love Jesus so much?
Because he's real.
Yeah.
He's real. He's actually living inside of us. We can actually know him as a person. And as we get a deeper revelation of who he is, it changes everything. It changes our life. It changes our heart. It changes our perspective. It changes how we look at others. So Jesus is amazing.
Yeah.
He really is.
What about you, Candace? I gave you guys plenty of time to warm up for this. Come on.
I love Jesus because he loves me,
yeah.
You know, and no one has done for me what he's done for me. And he's the only reason that I can love, that I can give, that I can have peace, that I can have joy. It's all from him.
Yeah.
His life is true life.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. So good. You know, it's great when you stay on bubble with Jesus. Everything's just so oily, isn't it? Like at a house church, when you get off on peripheral stuff, it's just not that fun. But it's just like, talk to me about Jesus. I just love Jesus people because they smell like them, you know, and they're just, these guys are just overflowing, and I just want to honor them and introduce them to you. They're new to hang out with us here. You do have to sign up and pay a fee at the back, but I didn't get as much laughter as I was hoping. Chris and Julie, come up here if you would, guys. I just want, as a sign of just welcome and honoring of you guys, I want Chris and Julia to come lay hands on you. And Chris, I'm just going to have you bless Eric and Candace, if you would, as just a brother and sister in the Lord. And just wanted to welcome them here.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for our brother and sister in Christ. Thank you for bringing them here, Lord, especially in this time. Everything is your perfect timing. We thank you, God, for their lives being submitted to you and to your lordship, and for them dedicating themselves to you and to your glory and the advancement of your kingdom. And we pray and we ask, God, that they would feel welcome and that they would know that they continue to know that they are deeply loved by you and by all of us. And as they are here and as you feel your body, we grow closer together in fellowship and strength. As we're going to need it in this time. We're going to need your strength, Lord. And as you flow through us, we strengthen each other. We encourage each other.
Yeah.
And we thank them and we thank you for bringing them here. Most importantly, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hey, Eric and Candace, sit down. Chris and Julia, stay up here. Come on, guys. What were you like 10 years ago and how has Jesus changed you?
I was a filthy, wretched man, and disgusting, and as the scripture says, I was but a worm, walking in my sin and my filth, and then here I am today, and redeemed and changed completely, not even close, because that old part of me is dead.
Yeah. Amen. Julia.
Yeah. Before Jesus, I was desperate to be seen, desperate to be heard. I felt buried, dead. But when I seen him for who he truly was, he opened my eyes. I didn't need anybody else to see me. I knew he seen me.
Yeah.
And that's when I truly started living.
Yeah. Amen. 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 Isn't Jesus so good? So good. Thank you, guys. Bless you. Oh, my goodness. So good.